Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast this week. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I've entitled The True Worshippers. And that particular phrase is found in John, the 4th chapter, verses 19 through 24, where Jesus was in Samaria. He stopped at noontime to get a drink of water at the well in the marketplace, and there was a Samaritan woman that he ministered to and mentioned the fact, as she was questioning about worship, that the Father is seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, or if you're familiar with the ways of the Lord and the Bible, we understand and know that the book of Psalms and Revelations contains much teaching on the subject of worship. And why should worship be so important? Well, 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." God has redeemed us from the enemy, from the kingdom of the evil one. He's brought us into the kingdom of His dear Son, and we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Revelation talks about us being as kings and priests unto our God, and for the purpose, the express declared purpose, that ye should shew forth the praises of Him. In other words, to praise God. The Word of God says that He inhabits the praises of His people. And we know from the Hebrew concepts, and you have to understand the Bible was written by the Jewish people. Most of them were all Jews. Paul was a Jew of the first class. Luke was not, of course. But generally, their understanding and their culture involved about speaking about the inner man, or the spirit involved, the man's spirit, it included the total being of a man, his body, soul, and spirit. In other words, they were speaking in a holistic way. And so when we read various passages in Psalms or Revelation, we know that because God wants us to worship Him with all that we are, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And as we look at the Psalms, we discover there are scriptural ways of worshiping God with our body, our soul, and our spirit. And so I'd like to begin this broadcast. I'm going to pray in just a moment. We're going to be looking at the uses of the body. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time. Some of this may be very familiar with those of you who walked with the Lord for any length of time. But beloved, we always have new babes in the body of Christ. Those like myself, many decades ago, I didn't even know what the word praise meant. I hadn't read the Bible. There was so much I did not know as I was birthed as a young babe, if you will, into God's kingdom, that it is always good, especially for mature saints, to review. And for the new babes in Christ, those that are young, they need to learn the things of the Lord. But before I do that, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank You for the privilege we have to come together, even if it's just for these few moments, where we can lift You up and we can exalt the name of Jesus. We can express our thanksgiving to You, our gratefulness for having brought us out of darkness into the kingdom kingdom of God's dear Son, into the marvelous light that belongs to the children of the Most High. And Lord, it is our desire that we can reflect that light in this dark world. A city set upon a hill cannot be hid. And Lord, I'm asking that you would cause every believer, everyone who's committed their lives to you, that you would cause their light to shine brightly, Lord, that they can be used in greater and greater measure and greater effectiveness to touch the lives of those whom you would bring into their life in contact with. Lord, loved ones, family, but also even strangers, even sometimes just that passing moment or those few moments spent in conversation, Lord, a life can be impacted. I recall, Lord, years ago, it was simply a Christmas card that was sent or given to me by a girl living in that boarding house where I was staying, and all she said was, "The King is coming." I didn't even know what that meant, but it somehow profoundly affected me. So, Lord, we know that in you, there's nothing irrelevant, nothing of small matter, that nothing that you're not concerned about. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that even now as we agree that you will touch even the small areas of concern, the little worries, the things that are troubling your beloved, you would cause them to be at peace. You would touch them, Lord, and they will know that you are a God who hears an answered prayer. Thank you for intervening in the lives of their loved ones as well as for their immediate personal needs, in the mighty name of Jesus, that name above every name. Praise God. Well, let's now go on quickly for just a quick overview, if you will, of the use of the body in Scripture. Now, one of the ways, of course, we praise God is with our mouth, with singing. Praising the Lord silently is a contradiction in terms. We can adore the Lord and honor Him and glorify Him and bless the Lord in silence. It's really, that's all an attitude of the heart. But praise, by definition, is vocal. Psalm 95:1 says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation." And that verse alone, if you had none other, includes us all, beloved. We may not be vocalists, we may not have a good singing voice, even a good average voice, but the Lord loves to hear our worship because we are responding in obedience to His command. That word written by the Holy Spirit, "Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." And that word praise refers to singing in the Spirit, or the song of the Lord, that which is not defined or patterned, but guided and inspired by the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, there's shouting. Isaiah 12:6 says, "Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." And then, of course, the hands can be used in lifting, in prayer and praise. "Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands to thy name." Clapping, Psalm 47:1. "Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph." And we see many illustrations of using the hands with musical instruments, of course, as well as the mouth with wind instruments. But now, having just quickly reviewed a ground we've already gone over, let's now look briefly at the use of the body in bowing and kneeling, or in standing, or in dancing. Now, let's look at bowing. It means to bend the head, the body, or knee in reverence or submission. And of course, also the whole body can be extended face down in prostration. Psalm 95:6 says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." And Isaiah 45:23 says, "I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear." Beloved, there is a time coming when every human being whether they have willingly loved God or rejected Him, they are going to bow the knee and they will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And of course, to fall prostrate, we see many examples of that in the scripture, especially when the Lord appears to them, like for example in Revelation 1:17, John, when he saw the risen Christ, the unveiled Christ, if you will, that was not the word actually used, but he says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. So again, I'm moving quickly. I think this is all well understood if you've read the scriptures for any length of time. But another use of the body in worship is standing. And of course, that's the best position for warfare. It indicates availability. Nehemiah 9 and 5 says, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. And ever. And then, of course, Isaiah says, arise, O daughter of Zion, arise and sit down. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Psalm 135 and 2 says, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. And then, of course, there are references to dancing. Psalm 30 and 11, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Verse 12 says, to the end, or for the purpose, that my glory may sing praise unto thee and not be silent. In Scripture, silence is referred to as a sign of mourning or repentance or judgment, especially of the heathen. And I've gone now quickly through the use of the body, but now we want to turn in just the closing moments, just begin to look at the soul. And the soul is, if you will, the seat of emotions, the will, of the desire of man. And the soul is used in various meanings. It is, first of all, the total being of an individual, a living entity, a person's total self. For example, Scriptures talks about man became a living soul. God breathed the breath of life into him. And Jesus saves our soul. And of course, it refers also to man's moral and emotional nature. Well, my time is gone, and we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you so much for joining me. And in a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write and share those needs. Thank you so much for joining me, UCM Partners. God bless you for your faithfulness, for your love, your prayer support, as well as your financial gifts. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. Is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.